Greetings, this is Brother Steve again with the Fountain of Life Daily Inspiration. God bless you this morning. This morning we're going to, again, go back to our topic this week about John the Baptist. We'll be looking at Matthew chapter 11 this morning. And here is some of the words of Christ and what he had to say about John the Baptist. We talked a little bit about that, but we're going to look at this a little bit, maybe a little bit in greater depth. Says chapter 11, verse 2, "Now when John had heard in the prison the works of Christ, he sent two of his disciples." You know, remember here we had, John had reproved King Herod for his adulterous relationship with his brother Philip's wife or something like that. And John had reproved him for that and therefore had upset Herod, and he had put John into prison. So now in prison, John was in prison. Now when John had heard in prison the works of Christ, he sent two of his disciples and said unto them, "Art thou he that should come, or do we look for another?" Jesus answered and said unto them, "Go and shew John again those things which he do hear and see." Here John had just finished preaching. You know, he was here to prepare the way for the Lord, and he had preached that there's one coming after him that whose shoe latches he's not worthy to unloose, and he had preached about how he's going to how he baptizes with water, but this one that's coming is going to baptize with the Holy Ghost and with fire, and all these things he said about Christ. And then also he had been given a sign that the one of whom the Spirit of the Lord would come down in the form of a dove, that is the one. And so he saw that take place when he baptized Jesus. He saw the Spirit of the Lord come down in the form of a dove. So he had seen his sign that, yes, this is the Christ. And yet, sitting in prison, probably discouraged and wondering what the meaning of his life is, here he's doubting his own message. And so then Jesus' response. Jesus answered and said unto them, "Go and shew John again those things which ye do hear and see. The blind receive sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear, the dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. And blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me." I do not have that reference handy here, but I think it's in Luke where it actually gives you a little bit more detail there, and it says that maybe in Luke chapter 7, take a look at that maybe. Chapter 7 and verse 20, it says, "When the men were come unto him, they said, John the Baptist has sent us unto thee, saying, Art thou he that should come, or look we for another?" And then it says, "In that same hour he cured many of their infirmities and plagues and of evil spirits, and unto many that were blind he gave sight." So it seems like Jesus just did a display for the disciples of John right there, right then and there. And then he told him. And then Jesus answering said unto them, "Go your way and tell John what things ye have seen and heard, how that the blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear, and the dead are raised to the poor. To the poor the gospel is preached, and blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me." And then Jesus asked the multitude there, and it says, "When messengers of John were departed," I'm reading out of the Luke version here now, "he began to speak unto the people concerning John," Luke chapter 7 and verse 24, "What went ye out into the wilderness for to see? A reed shaken with the wind? But what went ye out for to see, a man clothed in soft raiment? Behold, they which are gorgeously apparelled live delicately are in kings' courts. But what went ye out for to see, a prophet? And here's where he says, yeah, and I say unto you, much more than a prophet. So John the Baptist was not only, he was called a prophet, but he said he was much more than a prophet, even though he never prophesied anything of the future. He never healed anybody. He never did any miracles that we know of. And yet he was a great prophet. He turned the people's hearts. He preached the gospel. He preached a message of repentance from works. Turning the people away from their evil. This is he of whom it is written, behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare thy way before thee. For I say unto you, among those that are born of women, there is not a greater prophet than John the Baptist, but he that is least in the kingdom of God is greater than he. John the Baptist preached the message of repentance, of turning away from evil. And here he is called the greatest among prophets. But then it says that the least in the kingdom of God are greater than he. And so I think what's bringing out there is that the importance of righteousness. John the Baptist preached righteousness. He preached repentance, turning away from sin, and he gave some practical illustrations or practical examples of, you know, one that has two coats giving to the one that has only one, and those kind of things, and just showing people what life is about and how we ought to live, how we ought to relate one to another. But John the Baptist could not bring the power in order to do that, and Jesus, on the other hand, not only could preach, but he could give us the power to overcome our sinful nature. And so that gives us a little bit of an idea of the importance of that and how being John the Baptist was such a great prophet. And all the people that heard him and the publicans justified God being baptized with the baptism of John, but the Pharisees and the lawyers rejected the counsel of God against themselves, being not baptized of him. And the Lord said, whereunto then shall I liken the men of this generation, and to what are they like? They are like unto children, sitting in the marketplace and calling one to another and saying, we have piped unto you, and ye have not danced. We have mourned to you, and ye have not wept. For John the Baptist came neither eating bread nor drinking wine, and ye say, he hath a devil. The Son of Man is come, eating and drinking, and ye say, behold, a gluttonous man and a winebibber, a friend of publicans and sinners. But wisdom is justified of her children. And so here we have, seems like no matter what they did, they were always picking apart. And, you know, even today we have people like that. When it's cold, they're complaining about the cold weather. When it's hot, they're complaining about the how it's so warm and all kinds of complaining. Here they were, you know, John the Baptist comes, he was lived in the wilderness, neither eating bread nor drinking wine, and he said he has a devil. Son of Man come eating and drinking, and he said, behold, a gluttonous man and a winebibber. And they're never satisfied, always picking apart. And even in the religious circles, you know, we have those kind of people who it seems like nobody can do anything right except themselves. And that was the attitude of the Pharisees. And Jesus was warning against that. Okay, we're going to stop this there for this time. God bless you.